Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Funeral services about to get underway in New York City for a 9/11 first responder. Firefighter Daniel Foley died last weekend of illnesses stemming from his time exposed to toxins at Ground Zero. He was only 46. His brother was also a firefighter who was killed on September 11th. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden again predicting he's going to win Saturday's South Carolina primary. Polls there show he has a slim lead over Bernie Sanders and then Tom Steyer. This morning, Biden says if he doesn't end up winning the party's nomination, it will mean that the party has lost its roots.
We've always stood for a multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-dimensional party. My basis of support has always been working class folks who are white and black, and the black community, and high school educated people who just deserve a shot.
USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Officials of Molson Coors say the gunman who killed five employees at its Milwaukee brewery yesterday before apparently killing himself was an active brewery worker at the time. Earlier, police had said he had been fired early in the day. President Trump talks to the nation about the threat from coronavirus, saying he and the administration will do whatever is necessary to keep people protected. He also says he's ready to spend whatever is needed. The White House originally requested $2.5 billion. Some lawmakers are calling for up to $8 billion.
Congress is talking to us about funding, and we're getting far more than what we asked for. And I guess the best thing to do is take it. We'll take it.
Still, the president says, given travel restrictions that have been in place for some time, the risk to Americans is low. The Labor Department says around 219,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's up 8,000 from the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Lynching is becoming a federal hate crime. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
65 years after 14-year-old Emmett Till was lynched in Mississippi, the House has approved legislation designated lynching as a hate crime under federal law. The bill introduced by Illinois Representative Bobby Rush and named after Till comes 120 years after Congress first considered anti-lynching legislation and after dozens of similar efforts were defeated. The measure was approved 410-4. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill, which designates lynching as a federal hate crime punishable by up to life in prison, a fine, or both.
Actress Lori Loughlin is asking for a delay in setting a trial date over charges in the massive college admissions cheating scandal. The Full House star and her husband filing the motion after new evidence turned up showing the ringleader of the admissions scam claims federal investigators badgered him into lying. The evidence emerged in the case of another parent being prosecuted. Notes taken from the phone of the scam's mastermind suggest that he told his clients they were were paying donations to schools and not bribes, as prosecutors claim. And astronomers say a mini-moon the size of a car is orbiting the Earth. The astronomers in Tucson discovered what they say is an asteroid. They say it's about 6 to 11 feet across. Its orbit leads them to believe it entered the Earth's orbit around 3 years ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. It's how we roll in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. And my good friend Jonathan Kahn joins us. And as we like to do, we always enjoy spending time together, so much so that we've carved out another hour. Because what happens every time Jonathan and I get together, I always tell him, I go, what it is that you have to share with me about the Word of God, you chicken skin me. He kind of chuckles at that, but it is. I mean, you know, these revelations, things go, oh my, how did he, you know, what has God deposited into him? You know, he has been the voice of, you know, we've been talking about moments and these critical moments that are coming up. And these are benchmark times, Jonathan, that we need to respond to, right?
Yes. Yeah, I believe we are in a very critical time. And many, in many ways, times that the prophets were in, times that the apostles were, we're watching a culture turn away from its foundation, and yet we're responsible for standing for the Lord, and it is crucial. This is a time to rise, not to be intimidated.
Exactly. Well, and this, I think, you know, with all that's been happening in the culture, Donald Trump coming on the scene, and you know, as we talked about last time, in the Oracle, Trumpet, and he is all that.
Both in the paradigm and the Oracle, both Trump has a on one hand, he has a Jehu thing to America that he's holding back. It's not about Trump, it's about God. He's holding back. It's like a window of time that we have right now,
exactly,
where this flood is waiting to come. And so we've got this time, but it's not just so we can say, hey, you know, it didn't come yet. We are here. The time is for revival. If we don't have revival, all the political things will be undone.
Exactly.
So that is so crucial. I believe 2020, where we are right now, is a very crucial year.
Yeah. I'm looking, you know, and a lot of people are, you know, because that's what we want. We want a revival. Yeah. But before revival, repentance.
Total. After, when 9/11 came, and we all remember, everybody was flocking to churches, and it looked for a month, it was like 3 weeks, it looked like there could have been a revival. But after 3 weeks, it was over. There was no revival because there was no repentance. You cannot have revival without repentance. And that's why it's even worse in America than it was then, because we didn't turn. Without that turning, there's no revival.
And Jonathan, to me, I put that onus on the leaders of the church. Not church, because Jesus instituted the church. It is a powerful instrument when it's used the way it's intended to be utilized. They missed that opportunity to be bold and brave at a time. You know, there are certain times when boldness and courage is required, right?
Yes.
And if it's not there, we miss it.
That's right. I totally agree with you. There was not that. People were afraid, really, you know, after 9/11, you know, believers really felt, you know, this is a wake-up call from God. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted to say that, you know, and just, it was just God bless America, God, but you, God can't bless America if America doesn't bless God. And, you know, so I totally agree. Mm-hmm. And I wonder now, look at where it's been from where it was then, look where it is now.
Exactly.
And in the culture, you know, and I'm just, you know, pondering and praying, you know, that it may take another shaking, maybe. But this time we can't miss it. We
yes.
can't miss the revival.
Well, you know, and as you pointed out in Harbinger, in much the same way the children of Israel in Isaiah 9, as you wrote about, were defiant. America was defiant.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I... ironically, the same language that was used then is now echoed. Are you kidding
me? The same exact words by our leaders, yes. saying the words of the leaders of ancient Israel in their last days. Same thing, and they're not even knowing that they're doing it. You know, yes, Bill, and that's why I believe I was supposed to write the Harbinger, because it was to connect it together. That no, and what happened was, all the signs were all there from the day after 9/11, when Tom Daschle spoke yes. Isaiah 9. Didn't even realize what he's doing, speaking judgment. Well, it was all there saying what was going to happen, and that's that we were defined, that this is where we are now. So I believe I was to write that, to kind of connect that, mm-hmm. so that when the next thing happens, you know, that it will be connected. And also, the pattern is God gives then, after the first shaking, he gives a window of time for the nation
exactly.
to come back.
Right.
And right now, you know, we're at the end of at least one of the windows, which is the first term of Donald Trump. So we have to really pray as never before.
Amen. Amen. In much the same way, I keep saying, and God had revealed this to me, oh gosh, probably about 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
is that we were coming upon a Nineveh moment.
Yes.
And I called it a Nineveh moment.
Oh, man.
That it was there. And so how are we going to respond to it? In Nineveh, we know the leaders responded.
Yes.
And because the leaders responded, the people followed.
Yes.
And there was a 100-year reprieve.
That's right.
Right.
For Assyria. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing that you just said that. I had a meeting here, you know, in my room last night. And someone says, I believe this is a Nineveh moment. Use the exact same word you used, where we're heading going. I'm led. I haven't announced this, Bill. I'm just, you're because maybe this is prophetic, but yeah. I'm going to be announcing, we're calling for a national day of prayer and repentance.
Yes.
On the Washington Mall this year.
Wow.
and all around the country, and it's for that moment. So we'll,
I want to be
more.
There with you.
I will absolutely and I'm sure we can visit back. We have it very soon. We're going to announce it, but we can do it, talk too. I would love
right.
it. Yeah, but that we're on the same thing. That's exactly it.
Yeah, I think again in understanding the times.
Yes.
And we know that again the pattern. And I think one of the things that was so important that you brought up in the Harbinger was the importance of America.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
And our relationship with Israel again.
Yes.
I think some have lost sight
yes.
of that connectivity.
Yes.
And the blessings and everything that goes with it.
Yes.
And God's not over with America.
No, and you know, people don't realize, because it's kind of hidden from the media. The media doesn't want to talk about it. America was founded, you know, the original people who laid the foundation of America, the Puritans,
yeah.
they founded America, not only to God, but also after the pattern of ancient Israel. And said, if we follow the Lord, we'll be the most blessed people. It's happened.
Yes.
But they said, if we turn away, the same judgments that came upon Israel will come upon us. And that's what all comes with a harbinger and onward. So absolutely, there's a calling. There's no other nation. And I mean, there are nations that, you know, but there's no other nation that was founded solely for the glory of God.
Yes.
It wasn't because of money. It wasn't because of a tribe or a people. It was founded on that. The only other nation was Israel. So those are the two nations.
Yes.
So there's something, that's why America and Israel, there's a special relationship.
Exactly.
Which people are trying to change, by the
right.
way.
Right. And again, you know, people need to re-embrace and hold on to that early vision that the Puritans, Pilgrims brought here.
Yes.
They, you know, some people talk about the founding fathers, but, you know, they're actually fast-forwarding 150 years
that's
ahead.
Right.
They're not going back to the raw roots of
that's right.
why the people from Europe decided to
that's right.
leave Europe and come here to the new land.
Because of the Lord, religious freedom.
Yes.
And the thing is that, absolutely, and the reason why all these things, you're totally right, you know, that was the political founding, but the actual founding, what makes America unique, you wouldn't even have had that if you didn't have the first one, is this dedication where, you know, and you mentioned the Mayflower, the Pilgrims.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this 2020 is the 400th anniversary year. This is 400 years, very important in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
which is all coalescing in the autumn, in September, which is also when we're talking about that. So yeah, all these things together. And John Winthrop is the one who said, you know, it shall be a city on the hill, you know, if we follow God. But people don't go past that to see. He spoke about what would happen if we turn away.
Exactly.
It's coming true.
Right. And And people want to hold on to, as you say, the city on the hill, that light that is a magnet that still draws immigrants to this country. But we are we're almost giving them false advertising.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. But then again, that's what Israel did. But yes, absolutely. That's why it's so crucial. We're at a real tipping point, and this year is very crucial. I totally agree.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Jonathan Kahn, New York Times best-selling author, and we're going to be talking about the Oracle again, and I'm excited to get more into depth on that. So stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Keeping the
the spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And our conversation with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn continues. New York Times bestselling author, leader of Hope of the World Ministry. You can go to his website, hopeoftheworld.org. Author of his latest book, Oracle, known for Harbinger. Do we dare say that there's a possibility?
We haven't announced it, but Bill, you get things out of me that nobody does. But I was led for years. I've held off on this, and I believe we're at a really critical moment. And so I'm working right now, even in my room here, which will be the Harbinger 2, which has never been. So this is,
And there's so much,
It'll come out in September. Probably.
Yes, and with the Oracle. You know, people are still buzzing about this and the revelation of what you demonstrated to us and have written about. I mean, who would have thought Mark Twain, right?
I don't think Mark Twain would think Mark Twain.
How does Mark Twain, how is he relevant in 2020?
Yeah, well, do you want me to?
Yes, let's go.
Well, interesting. Well, Mark Twain, first of all, he was a skeptic, like much of the culture. This guy ends up fulfilling Bible prophecy, and that is that Moses, when he gave the first end time prophecies, and he says that in the God's going to scatter the Jewish people all over the world, which it all happened, all came true. And then he says in the last days he's going to gather them back, bring them back to the land of Israel. But before that happens, something has to happen. A stranger, he says, a foreigner will come from far away, a faraway land, and will come to the land of Israel, and he'll see it's a desolate wasteland, hopeless. He'll bear witness to the world, and right after that, God is going to start restoring it. So did it ever happen? Well, it happens in 1867. The stranger comes from around the world, comes to Israel. It's Mark Twain, and he's not even famous then. Mm-hmm. And he's carrying a notepad, and he's writing down, and he's using the same exact words that Moses says he will say. Moses said he will say, no, the stranger will say, no grass grows here. Mark Twain literally says, no grass grows. I mean, it's like, what? You can parallel. And he has no idea. Mm-hmm. And so he does it all. He goes back home, writes a book. It's his first bestseller. It makes him famous. It's Mark Twain. Mm-hmm. And it's fulfilling biblical prophecy from Moses. And it's called Innocence Abroad. And it was actually his best-selling book at the time. And on his last day, when he finishes his journey, his last full day and night in Jerusalem, he's walking the streets. It's a Sabbath. The Jewish people are opening the scrolls because there's an appointed word every Sabbath. And what is the appointed word? The stranger shall come to the land. And he shall bear witness. And Mark Twain's walking, hearing the Hebrew. He doesn't even know it's about him. And one last thing about Mark Twain, and there's much more. But one last thing, because God uses the unlikely as well. But, for 2,000 years, the Jewish people have been praying, Lord, bring us back to the land. And every day, they got a set prayer. It says this, Lord, hear our prayer and be merciful. Bring us back. Hear our prayer, be merciful. Mark Twain's real name wasn't Mark Twain. It was Samuel Clemens. Hebrew. Samuel means the Lord has heard, and Clemens and has been merciful. Merciful from his birth.
Wow.
That's how awesome God is.
Wow. Think about that for just a moment. See, this is what I mean. You get around him, he chicken skins you. Does this.
I've never been accused of chicken skinning before.
He chicken skins me. Once again, he does this. But yes, this is how awesome the God that we serve is.
Yes. Yes, yes. Every single moment, every single life. You know, it says that every day of your life was in his book when you were in your mother's womb. That's true. It's not just for Mark Twain. And throughout the Oracle, you see this thing. People are born at the exact moment. Even Donald Trump, given exact names, like in the Bible, that has to do with things. Everybody, in fact, one of the mysteries, you haven't got it, but there's this Jubilee mystery that every 50 years this prophetic event happens. But also, every 50 years, a child is born on the Jubilee year, who ends up playing a key part when they turn 50 in the next Jubilee. I mean, it goes one after the other.
Exactly. Yeah. Amazing the pattern and the consistency of God. The other thing that I saw, and you and I talked about this the first time when we were talking about Mark Twain, was that it also what was coinciding, because you always have this push-pull dynamic that goes on, right?
Yes.
So you got goodness coming, you got good, and then you got evil.
You do.
Okay.
That's
so now we have the Darwin experience coming in about
that's
that
right.
time. Too,
that's remember? That's yesterday. We talked probably. I think we talked after the. Yeah, absolutely. It was amazing. Yeah, you brought that up. Yes, it's also the time. By the way, the same time is the time of the Communist Manifesto enters the world. It's absolutely cool. I've seen that. I mean, again, when it's like the enemy is doing something, God's doing something. When God's doing something, the enemy tries to get in. Totally. And other things happen too. That we, for instance, this is all this 1 year. Everything converges. It says the stranger will come, and then all these things start happening in that year that are like mysterious events that start preparing the land for what God is going to do. I'll give you an example in the Oracle. The Bible has a sign where it says, I saw a man with a measuring line, you know, the angel, and he came to Jerusalem, and that was a sign that God was about to rebuild Jerusalem. Well, 1867, a man with a measuring line appears in the land of Israel, starts measuring Jerusalem, and his name is Charles Warren. He's a very famous guy. He measures Jerusalem in the year of Jubilee, and he accidentally stumbles on a hole in the ground that reveals biblical Jerusalem. After 2,000 years, biblical Jerusalem comes back in the year of Jubilee.
Wow.
In the same year, the Ottoman Empire, so the Muslim Empire that had the land, I mean, God's in control of even Muslim empires, you know.
Because he still holds the lease on the land.
That's right. He never gave that up.
No.
And so he ends up, the Ottoman Empire goes into debt, so they pass a new law that says we will start selling the land, including Israel, even to foreigners. All of a sudden, Jewish people start fulfilling Jeremiah, which says you'll start buying back the land. But it all happens in the same. Everything converges in the same year. And right after that, the Jewish people trickles start coming back to the land. They start planting the desert. Is it just right after Mark Twain? You know,
yes.
All these things begin. So that's the kind of the first prophetic jubilee.
Yeah, the two strangers, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And actually, Mark Twain. When I looked at this, I had to look at his journal to get this. He's actually stayed at the hotel where the man with the measuring line. So they were together, the two of them, the stranger and the man, and they had no idea. You know, and the man with the measuring line, Charles Warren, goes back home. He writes a book, and he writes a prophetic book that says the land of Israel can again, God said it's going to resurrect, and millions of Jewish people are going to come back, and they're going to farm the deserts. And it's totally prophetic, but it all begins in an exact time. And that's going to set the stage that year of everything that's going to happen in the 20th century, 21st century, even to Trump, Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. It's going to all be aligned with that first year.
And it all cycles consistent with the 50-year
jubilee. Total.
Right.
You count 50 years from that day. Where's it bring you? 1917. Anything happened that year? Well, 1917, the total prophecy. You got now, you talk about bad and good. You got a world war going on.
Yes.
And God works through that war, that empires rise and empires fall. The Ottoman Empire had the land for 400 years. But it says the year of Jubilee, whoever's got your land, they got to get off. That year of Jubilee, the Ottoman Empire begins fleeing the land of Israel after 400 years, flees the land. And God raises up the British Empire, where he puts Christians in power just before the year, and they issued the Balfour Declaration, which says now the land shall be shall go back to the Jewish people. And so which is the first time in 2,000 years. So they place, it says in the year of Jubilee, the land goes back to the people. So, and who does God use? General Edmund Allenby, Bible believer, has a Bible in his hand, used to liberate Jerusalem. And I'll show you how exact this is. In the book of Haggai, it gives a date, and it says on the 24th day of the ninth month, Hebrew year, everything's going to change for Jerusalem. It goes on. You can read it in Haggai. Well, but the day that they liberated Jerusalem for the Jewish people was December 6th, 1917. On the Hebrew calendar, it was the 24th day of the ninth month. All happened like clockwork. You know, and another thing, Bill, and I'm not sure if we talked
about it. Don't you love this about God? Everything about God is clockwork.
Yes.
It is specific.
Yes.
I mean, there's no generality. It's no theory.
Yes.
It is exact.
Exactly. And in the world, that's one of the things the Oracle shows, you know, but in our lives as well.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, there's so much.
but really, I mean, you know, want people to really grasp that.
Oh, totally.
Because even when, you know, when God is meeting with Moses and giving him the exact measurements for
yes.
the temple, right?
Yes, and the same way he does that, he has exact measurements for the moments of our lives.
Right.
You know, prophecy is like that too. That's one of the amazing things about God.
Knowing the end from the beginning.
Yes.
And in that, it's not a general knowing.
No.
It is exact.
Right. Well, every book I've written, it's the Lord, seeing the Lord has put exact, I mean, every date, 9/11 is exact. Every single date, you know, the Shemitah is exact. Where we are right now is exact. Donald Trump's birth is exact.
Right.
I mean, it's everything.
This moment right now that Jonathan and I are talking about this revelation and giving the glory to God is exact, ladies and gentlemen. I am Bill Martinez, 29 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Jonathan Kahn after this.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Funeral services about to get underway in New York City for a 9/11 first responder. Firefighter Daniel Foley died last weekend of illnesses stemming from his time exposed to toxins at Ground Zero. He was only 46. His brother was also a firefighter who was killed on September 11th. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden again predicting he's going to win Saturday's South Carolina primary. Polls there show he has a slim lead over Bernie Sanders and then Tom Steyer. This morning, Biden says if he doesn't end up winning the party's nomination, it will mean that the party has lost its roots.
We've always stood for a multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-dimensional party. My basis of support has always been working class folks who are white and black, and the black community, and high school educated people who just deserve a shot.
USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Love America. Bill Martinez, live.
America, and we love all of God's people, even some that haven't realized that they're yet to be God's people, because He doesn't want anyone to perish.
Yes, such were some of us.
We're His loving, His loving creation,
that's
ladies and
right.
gentlemen.
That's right.
Hey, our conversation with Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Kahn, continues. New York Times bestselling author, leader of Hope of the World Ministry, and we're talking about Oracle.
The Oracle.
The
yes.
Oracle. And so we've got everybody up to 1917.
Yeah, let me share one thing. I'm trying to, and there's so much, and I'm not saying this for the book, but there's so much of the book that we can touch on. But I want to share some things that we didn't share. For instance, let me 1917. We'll move forward. But 1917, one of the guys who plays a crucial part is a guy named John Patterson. He's not Jewish. Mm-hmm. He ends up resurrecting the Israeli army after 2,000 years. This he's a Christian, mm-hmm. and he ends up leading the first Jewish soldiers back to the land of Israel in the year of Jubilee. He says everyone shall return, so they return as well. He's called the godfather of the Israeli army. Now and the thing is, and the thing is, John Patterson was actually, then he goes on and he plays a crucial part in the rebirth of Israel, and the thing is, he ends up dying in America in 1947, the year that Israel is voted back into the world. But before he dies, he befriends a young Israeli family, and he blesses them, and he blesses their a new son, and he blessed them. They name their son after him. They, you know, he dies. The family's name is Netanyahu. And so at the end of his life, this is a guy, now he ends up blessing this family, and from the child who's named after him is going to becomes a hero in Israel, and he actually becomes a martyr in the raid of Entebbe. Remember, he was named after this guy. But then that causes the younger brother to go into politics, who is Benjamin Netanyahu, who will be the prime minister in that year of Jubilee. This is one guy. And John Patterson was born in 1867 when Mark Twain was coming to the land. So, I mean, it connects from Mark Twain to Benjamin Netanyahu in the child's birth. I mean, this is how exact it is.
Yeah. Coincidence, or do you believe in the hand of God?
You could say coincidence is like the first chapter. After that, you can go anywhere. People said, I said that, I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So now, speaking of which, for 1947, well, you know, the Theodor Herzl, he's the guy who's the visionary of Israel, and he writes in his diary, in 1897, he says, you know, today we laid the foundation for the Jewish state. The world would laugh at us now, but in 50 years, the whole world will know it. He writes it down. 50 years later is 1947. The year that Israel's voted back into the world, the whole world knows it. But when you look at it, I won't go into detail, but when I looked at the actual date when that resolution was drawn up, it has a date, September 3rd. Herzl's prophecy is a date, September 3rd. It takes 50 years to the day. Talk about exact times. Mm-hmm. On the day that Israel is voted back into the world, it's the Sabbath. So they open up the scrolls.
That's what I was going to ask. So what is the scripture on the Sabbath?
They open up the scrolls all over. Now listen, when they voted Israel back, they didn't know, there was no name for the Jewish state. They didn't come up with a name until just a few days before it was declared, when it was reborn 5 months later. But nobody knew. But the scripture was they're all reading it all around the world, is the return of Jacob to the land of Israel. That's the first thing. The return of Jacob. So now the children, and that's the scripture that says, and you shall be called Israel. It's about the birth of Israel. There. And so now all this stuff. Now let me tell you something. You know, we talk about appointed times and people as well. There's a president. Every time Israel has returned to the land, God has had a king raised up who's going to sanction that return. Well, God has the man, and his name is Harry Truman. And the thing is, Roosevelt was the president.
Right.
And Roosevelt, at the very end of his life, he turned against the idea of Israel coming back.
Exactly.
But just in his last term, he chooses a new running mate.
Right.
And that is Harry Truman.
His third term.
His third?
Right.
Fourth?
Was it fourth?
Fourth. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Fourth term.
Yeah. And he chooses a guy who was, you know, this Harry Truman, he's a safe guy. Nobody really knows. So he puts him in power. 3 months later, Harry Truman becomes the most powerful man in the world. God had him at that moment. And the thing is, he's there, and he's going to be like another Cyrus. Now the thing is, he's the one. He sends word that the Jewish people, he tells the British Empire, let them go back to the land. Get them out of those camps. Let them go back. Just like Cyrus does.
Yes.
And he does it on a Friday, which is a Sabbath. And the word that's read all around the world is the first time God says to Israel, then I shall bring you back from the nations and back to the land. Now, he's also the one that he pushes through the resolution of the UN. He's also the one that when Israel is voted, declares, he's the one, 11 minutes later, America becomes the first nation to recognize Israel because of Harry Truman. Yeah. Harry Truman was raised on the Bible. Harry Truman read the Bible over and over again. But the day, the next year, a rabbi comes from Israel, the chief rabbi of Israel, comes to see Truman, and he's in the Oval Office, and he says to Truman, God put you in your mother's womb for that moment that you could say yes.
Yeah.
He said, like Cyrus. Yeah. He starts opening the Bible. He starts reading to him the words of Cyrus, King Cyrus. Truman says, was I used for the purposes of God? Was I brought here for that? And he says, yes. And he says, and as long as Israel exists, they will remember your name. Truman breaks down and weeps in the Oval Office. Years later, he's speaking in New York City, and he says these words. He says, I am Cyrus. I am Cyrus. I mean, you know, amazing how God raises up even the president. I mean, for even American elections, all that comes at the same time. I'll share one more from that time, and we'll go to this one. But it's just so awesome. I think we touched on it, but amazing when Moses told Israel, talk about exact. He said in the Jubilee and Ordinance, it's the first time God says to the whole nation, "You shall return." Well, in Hebrew, when you write a year, you don't use numbers. You use letters. Every letter is a number. When you take the word "you shall return," it's one word in Hebrew. It adds up to a number that points to a year. Pinpoints the year 1948. So all the way away from Moses. It was, you shall return. It's the year they return.
Yes.
You know, so, all right. So now, if you go through the Jubilees and you go from, you have 1867, 1917. What's the next 50th year? 1967. Did anything happen? 1967 is the year that Israel the Six-Day War comes, yes, and they return to the ancient city of Jerusalem. Jesus can't come again until they're back in Jerusalem.
Right.
So it had to happen. They come in the year of Jubilee. But the amazing thing is, you know, there's so many things about this, but one of them is, and we may have touched it, I'm not sure, but it's a mystery in the oracle called the Day of the Lions.
Yes.
And that is simply this, but it took that there's a prophecy in the Bible that says, on that day, God will fight for Jerusalem as a lion and a young lion, and he'll fight for that mountain. Well, that's what it says. Well, the way Israel got Jerusalem back is a commander circled the mountains of Israel. His name was Colonel Ben Ari. Ari means the lion. Then the man who sends the word to take Jerusalem, his name is Arik Regev. His name means a lion. The guy who gets the message is called Arik Achman. His name is lion. He finally sends word to the Mount of Olives, where the paratroopers are waiting. Their commander is Bana Gor, different name. Gor means the young lion. So they enter Jerusalem. The first two people to set foot are Gor and Arik Achman. Their names mean the lion and the young lion. The prophecy says that God will fight for that mountain as the lion and the young lion. They enter the lion's gate. I mean, because when the Lord comes again, he's coming as a lion. And I'll just share one more. There's so much, but I'll share one more. We may touch on, but it's so good. And that is that when the Israelis come back to the mountaintop, they hear the sound. It's the sound of the Jubilee.
Wow.
And why? Because this guy on the mountaintop sounding a shofar. Why? Not because he's trying to fulfill a prayer. He's just doing it. And the thing is, in the Jubilee, the land returns to its original state. What was the Temple Mount originally? It was the threshing floor that David bought. But in the Bible, it uses Hebrew, it says it was the Goren. The guy who is standing on the threshing floor, who's sounding the trumpet, is named Rabbi Goren, Rabbi Threshing Floor. And he was born in 1917, other year of Jubilee, and the name threshing floor also means the horn. His name means Rabbi Horn. So you gotta, let's get this, talk about a point in time.
Yes.
A child is born 1917, year of Jubilee. They name him Threshing Floor and Horn. And his life is fulfilled when he's standing on the threshing floor in the year of Jubilee, blowing the horn. Only God could put that together. You know?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
In 1967.
Yes.
Wow.
So now, the one thing, Bill, that they didn't have when you come back in Jubilee is you get the legal right to the land.
Mm-hmm.
They never got that. The world refused to recognize Jerusalem. But that all comes to an end when Donald Trump, and this is why now Donald Trump is coming into the mystery,
right,
and you can see how even in our day and our time, we are watching the God of the Bible do his thing in our midst.
Without exception.
Yeah.
Exact to the moment.
To the moment.
To the moment.
Yes.
Here we are. And that seems to be the word of the day today, Jonathan.
Yeah. Yeah.
This moment.
Yeah.
I mean, time and again.
This is the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Jonathan Kahn, author of The Oracle, best-selling, New York Times best-selling author and rabbi. And we're going to go a little bit deeper yet.
To right now.
Exactly. We're going to bring you up to date right here on Bill Martinez Live. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
This report is sponsored by the American Society of Retina Specialists. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, affects 11 million people in the U.S. and is a major cause of blindness for people age 50 and older. AMD damages the center of the retina. If untreated, it can destroy central vision needed for reading, driving, and recognizing faces. February is AMD Awareness Month. Do you know about AMD risk factors, symptoms, and treatments? Here's Dr. Carl Oh of Nashville, Tennessee, the incoming president of the American Society of Retina Specialists.
Retina specialists can preserve and even improve vision in many people with age-related macular degeneration. Thanks to tremendous advances in diagnosis and treatment, people with AMD can maintain active, independent lives. If you have AMD, a family history of AMD, or recent blurred or distorted central vision, see a retina specialist to learn how to protect your vision.
Learn more at savingvision.org. That's savingvision.org.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're coming back at you. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn continues with us, New York Times bestselling author, leader of Hope of the World Ministry. His website to check out, hopeoftheworld.org. Okay, have you been chicken skinned enough? Okay. Lord have mercy. I'm telling you, we can laugh about it a little bit because some of this, yes, it can be fun, but by all means, it is very pondersome and very awesome, especially when you're talking about God.
Yeah.
Because this is all specifically, this is God's hand, God's purpose.
Yes.
The reminder to us, the clear reminder, without exception, that God's purposes will be fulfilled.
Yeah. That's it. You know what, Bill, we're living in a world that's, our culture is trying to relegate God, try to say, oh, that's the God of the Bible, has nothing to do with us, it's all stories. What the oracle is saying, whoa. The God of the Bible is alive and well, and in the same exact way he moved on kings and kingdoms, he's moving on the world, current events, presidents, American elections are even part of it, everything. He's as real, and even, I mean, not, as you said, not just generally real, it's specifically real, you know, in everything, things that have been affecting our lives to this day.
And the difference is God is exact, specific, saying yesterday, today, and forever. But then these antithetical forces that are surrounding this noise, this white noise around, it is chaotic.
Yes.
And you know, like we talked about, what was happening, coincidental?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were talking about 1867 is all these things begin. Same time you have Darwinism comes, communism is right around. Everything begins, you know, and then 1917, you got World War. You got all these things, you know, and yet you have that. Look at the next, I mean, before
before even the Six-Day War, you got a war that was trying to annihilate Israel.
Yes.
The enemy wants to annihilate Israel, yet through it, it fulfills Bible prophecy. You know who started the Six-Day War? The godless Soviet Union.
Yes.
You know, so, and now, for, look at the birth of Israel. What happened just before that? Hitler rises up, Satan is, I mean, totally satanic, to wipe away the Jewish people from the earth. Because the enemy knows it's about to happen. God, if they go back to Israel, someone else is coming back to Israel, Messiah.
Exactly.
So it's always like that.
Right.
It's amazing.
I mean, it's like Herod again.
Yeah.
We're going to kill all the babies, right?
Pharaoh, Herod. And the enemy always tries to preempt God's purposes. So that's why we see these convergences. Absolutely. Then we were just talking about not only Six-Day War. You also have the craziness, Six-Day War. You have, that's 67. You got Summer of Love. You got Free Love. You got all these things happening. Vietnam. You got a craziness in the world.
The Jesus movement.
And yet in the midst of all those events, God, the God of the Bible, is fulfilling his ancient prophecies.
Amen.
And actually, and we were talking about this before, revival also happens, but also Summer of Love begins June 1967. So does the Six-Day War. And more Jewish people get saved through all that than any time since the book of Acts.
Which we never hear about.
No.
Right.
No.
But you hear about today. Right.
We've got to hear about
this
it. That's
moment.
That's why you're on the air.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. So now we take this, we take the mystery, and we're going right up to here and beyond. Because it's really behind the past, the present, current events, and the future. Because this is, you know, and our lives as well. This is the Jubilee and mystery. It's all about restoration. So what happens is that you take, in 1967, Israel comes back, but the world doesn't give any legal recognition, but the Bible says Jubilee has to happen. So, 50 years, count 50 years from 1967, where does it take you? 2017. Does anything happen concerning Jerusalem or restoration? Well, what happens is the king, in this case Donald Trump, I'm calling king biblically, but he issues the Jerusalem Declaration, which recognizes Jerusalem for the first time, gives the legal right of the return, first time that any president, first time any world leader, first time any world leader since ancient times.
Exactly.
That's how important. And the thing is, an amazing thing, because Bill, that every president, because Congress passed this, said do it.
Exactly.
Presidents refused to do it, but every president will do it, they don't do it.
Because if it was going to start a world war, start another world
war. But think about that. Mm-hmm. If they didn't do that, it would not have come out on the year of Jubilee.
Exactly.
So, and now think about this. Now let me, this is, I mean, so cool. You talk about exact times. Well, God, God had exact times when he raised up Cyrus. You know, the whole world follows God, even if it doesn't know it or try. He raised up Cyrus, and the Bible says that the king issued the declaration concerning Jerusalem at the end of a prophetic period of 70 years. So could that be in our time too? Well, what happens if you go back from 2017? Could Donald Trump have done it at the end of a prophetic 70-year period? Go back 70 years. It takes you to the year 1947, the very year Israel is voted back into the world by a resolution. So it goes resolution to resolution, 70 years. But it went deeper, Bill. When I looked at the Hebrew date that Israel was voted back, it was a Saturday night, which also was a Sabbath. We talked about that. Right. But if you take that and you count 70 years from the Hebrew date, and you get to the day that would constitute after 70 years, it pinpoints a day. It leads you to December 6, 2017. December 6 was the exact date that Donald Trump issued the declaration. 70 years to the exact date. And I'm sure Donald Trump was not studying the Hebrew of Leviticus like you do. And I'm sure he just said, hey, it's a good day. Let me do it. But God is in charge. And none of that. So when the resolution in 1947 happened, 5 months later, Israel came back. What was in the resolution came true. Well, what happened 5 months later after this one? That's when the house, the embassy, was dedicated in Jerusalem. So what was spoken on the resolution came true. And actually, the resolution of Donald Trump follows the template of Cyrus's resolution. Cyrus says, I'm going to build a house in Jerusalem. Donald Trump says, I'm going to build a house in Jerusalem. Okay. But the thing is, so when did that come back? It came back, it was dedicated, the embassy, May 14th, 2018. 70 years to the day of the birth of Israel.
Wow.
So you don't have just one exactly. You got two. And this one, Bill, before we go, we'll go to the future. But we got, it's just too good. Well, let me say this. If you and I were alive in 1947, and we the vote came, and we knew it, and we knew the mystery, we could have said by the mystery,
yes,
70 years from now, a king will arise, a world ruler, to world power. And in his first year of power, like Cyrus, he will issue a declaration concerning Jerusalem. it all came true with Donald Trump.
Right.
You know, Donald Trump. Well, this is the other thing about this. You know, we mentioned this, and it's God has a sense of humor, and God also is amazing.
Yes.
Every jubilee, it's linked to the horn. You got to have a horn. You got to have a trumpet. So the last one, you got Rabbi Horn blows the horn in 1967. Well, now you got 2017 is the year of jubilee. You got to have a horn. What does our president's name mean? Trumpet. Trump the trumpet. God actually raises up a man called Trump. I mean, and he comes to power when? Year of Jubilee. It says you'll lift, the trump will be lifted up in the year of Jubilee. The trump shall sound. The trump's been sounding ever since. Hasn't stopped. Doesn't stop sounding. And when the trump sounds, it says the right of return goes back to the people who own it. He sounds and Jerusalem goes back, you know. And the amazing thing, you know, so that's why even our elections, you had to have an election in 2016 at the end so that this could be fulfilled
exactly.
in this year, and it doesn't. Trump had to win because it doesn't work for the Hillary to sound.
No, right, yeah, exactly.
So,
well, Hillary would have been impeached, and that would have been another story.
But so things that. Bill, when you look at this, amazingly, I won't go into the detail, but just one last thing before we go to the future, and that is that Donald Trump, and when I wrote the Oracle, I had to take back, on the day, I had to take back, send me back the manuscript, or I got to rework the manuscript, because this wasn't even in it originally.
Oh, wow.
And that is that when Donald Trump was born, that day, that night was a Sabbath. So there was an appointed word for Donald Trump.
Oh.
And the amazing thing, Bill, the word actually has the mystery of his entire life, and it's like his entire, you know, a guy named Trump is waiting for the year of Jubilee, you know, and he didn't know it. But the thing is that when, I won't go into the word, it's in the book, but just to say that when the guy who sounded the trumpet, Rabbi Horn, mm-hmm. the reason why he had the horn is he was reading the scripture that was appointed for the day of Donald Trump's birth.
Huh.
If you put that together.
Wow.
Now, the mystery.
Is Donald Trump aware of this?
No, yeah, I'm sure he's not, although there are people in the White House
yes.
who have all these things, but pray that the Lord will make him aware. Because we may have
Because just like with Truman, the realization.
You're right.
That he was being used by God.
That's a fascinating point, because when you had Cyrus, you had Isaiah to say, hey, Cyrus, even though you didn't know, this God. When you had Truman, you had the rabbi from Israel saying, even though you didn't know, well, you do have this. You did have Netanyahu came to Trump, the leader of Israel, and
through the front door, by the way.
Yeah, and said, just like Cyrus, you did it. So that part was fulfilled. But there's so much to Donald Trump. But the thing is, now this is also about the future, where the Oracle has the mystery of where we are and where we're going,
mm-hmm.
Because it's all about it's the blueprint of the end times.
Exactly.
What
two and a half minutes left?
Okay.
So
all right. Sure. Well, I'll just say this. You know, the mystery of the end times, the blueprint is there, and that is the mystery of return. Everything is returning. At the end, to where it was at the beginning of the age, the Jewish people have returned to where they were. The world is returning to its pagan state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the church is to return to its original state, which is the Book of Acts. God is calling us this hour, this moment. God is calling us. It could be our greatest moment, even though the dark gets darker. Mm-hmm. God is calling the light to be brighter. God is going to give the anointing of the apostles, the prophets. God is going to raise us in the same way. So those who will be great, you know, this is the hour of greatness for those who will be great. So many will fall, but those who stand are going to be anointed for such a time as this.
The Nineveh moment coming
back. The Nineveh moment, I believe that's why, Bill, we're at a crucial time right now. And ultimately, the mystery is the mystery of everyone's life who's right here. God has a destiny for your life. It's exact. It's a blueprint. And ultimately, the ultimate jubilee is that there's somebody else who's returning to his mm-hmm. possession. The
Amen.
King is returning to his possession. When Messiah comes, it's going to be the jubilee. And this and heaven is our final home, is our ancestral possession. So the whole Bible, Revelation, all this. So this is for everybody who you're out there. This is for your life. God has a plan. And the Oracle also goes into how to take all this, the power of the Jubilee, and live it in your life. Apply it for restoration, for power, for such a time as this.
Exactly. And again, understanding when we talk about God's plan, it's not theoretical. It's not general. It's just like everything you've laid out here and you've laid out in your books.
Yes.
It is moment by moment.
And there's a moment for your life right now, and you have an appointed destiny. If I can, Bill, just say where they can get it.
Yes,
the Oracle
please.
Is everywhere. You can get the Oracle everywhere, online, Amazon, every place, Walmart, everywhere there are books, you can get the Oracle.
And
give it to people who don't know the Lord, too.
Amen, amen. And you need to read this book, because what this will do in sealing your faith and raise you up for a time such as this, because I guess we're all Esthers at this point, aren't we not?
We have to be.
We really do.
For such a time as this.
Amen. Amen.
And, of course, we're linking the book on our website, as always, at BillMartinezLive.com. Jonathan Kahn, awesome. Thank
you.
I love you, brother.
I love you, too, man. Yeah. And I will accept Chicken Skinner as a title of honor.
Exactly. God bless you. Jonathan Kahn here on Bill Martinez Live.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today.